Welcome to Southern Cruisers Cass County Chapter 602 Podcast. This is Episode 6. And beginning with Episode 6, we're going to start a series of podcasts discussing group riding. And in this first of this series, we're going to discuss a little bit about what to expect as a new rider who has joined a group organization, just a group of people, and you're about to embark on your first group ride. What to expect, some thoughts from some people that we've had ride with us for the first time, some of their fears, expectations, concerns. So that's what we're going to start out with in Episode 6. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Interested in riding with a group? Are you an avid motorcyclist and just haven't found that right niche? Well, maybe you ought to look to the Southern Cruisers. We are actually the Southern Cruisers of Cass County, Missouri, Chapter 602, and we can be found on Facebook at Southern Cruisers Cass County, Chapter 602. You can also drop us an email at scrccass@gmail.com. That's scrccass@gmail.com. Or you can actually call our hotline, which is an informational number, at 816-974-3309. It's basically an informational number, but at the end of the message, you can hear a tone and you can leave us a message if you'd like to get a hold of us. Again, we're a non-dues, non-obligation club that rides out of Cass County, Missouri. If you're out of the area, you can also contact us and we'll put you in touch with people in your area. There's also a national website that's called the southerncruisers.net, or you can Google Southern Cruisers and you can get information there. Again, if you're interested in joining up with a non-committal, non-dues paying, fun type riding group that's open to all motorcycles, all types, all brands, and having a good time, check us out. Southern Cruisers, or the Southern Cruisers, Cass County, Chapter 602.
Okay, welcome back, and as I mentioned, I'm going to talk a little bit about group riding, and in this first segment, or first episode, I'm going to kind of direct a lot of my attention toward the first-time group rider. Hey, you've been riding by yourself for quite a while, you feel like your skill level's up, and all of a sudden you heard about a local club, or you got a local group of friends or workmates that you work with that are doing these rides on evenings or weekends or on your time off, and you think, hey, I'd like to join in. But there's some things you need to think about before doing so, and I want to just get down to the basics before you even start of things you need to consider before taking off on your first group ride. Some of the things to think about are finding out that you've got correct information. Make sure you know the meetup location. Where's everybody meeting? Nothing more embarrassing than finding out you went to the wrong place. Also, you need to know the time. Now, the time, is the time that you're meeting? Or is the time that they mention the time that kickstands are up? You don't want to get there just as they're pulling out. You want to get there and have a chance to visit, maybe get to know everybody a little bit if they're allowing time for that. And we'll get into later some things you ought to discuss with people who are on a group ride before you take your first ride. There's obviously going to be an organizer of this or someone that's in charge, and you want a chance to visit with them a little bit, especially if it's your first time going out on a group ride. Things you need to know is what's the distance of the ride? How far are we traveling? Where are we going? Are we going to go eat lunch? Are we going to go visit some place of interest? Is there charges for these? Does the restaurant accept cash if we're going to lunch? Is it or does it accept credit cards? Are they cash only? Run into many a time where we're riding in these little small towns, visiting these small diners, and you don't want to be surprised that it's a cash-only place, and you're one of those guys that just doesn't have cash in his pocket. So make sure you check that stuff out ahead of time. Does your bike have the capacity to travel that range as far as fuel? Find out how often the stops are. You might want to get with the ride leader and say, hey, my bike doesn't get that great of gas mileage, or I have a smaller tank. Make them aware of that so they can plan accordingly and you're not the guy that's stuck out without any gas and having to push it down the road. Other things to look at are weather. Do I need to bring a jacket? Do I need rain gear? Do I want to even ride in this type of weather? So those are things you need to research as well. There's a lot of things to think about before going on a group ride, but knowing the who, what, where, why, keep yourself informed. Make sure you're well informed before you take off and that you're prepared so that you can make this the most enjoyable event you can make it.
Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Are you just extremely hot in this July weather? Well, here's the answer. Stop by the Garage Burgers and Brew, 1400 South Commercial in Harrisonville, Missouri, and have Tina or any one of the crew out there hook you up with a nice lunch, dinner, a nice cold drink, and cool yourself down. That's right, the Garage Burgers and Brew is a proud sponsor of the Southern Cruisers Chapter 602 Scavenger Hunt for St. Jude. They've done many great things for our organization, and look forward to you going out there and saying hello to them from us, the Southern Cruisers of Cass County Chapter 602.
Okay, you've done your research, you found out as much as you can, you found out the meet point, you found out the kickstands up time, you're going to arrive early, the first thing you want to think about, you know, you've got your clothing ready, you're on top of the world, but you still got some concerns. Well, the first thing I'd advise is, since you know the location of where they're meeting, find out if that location is a place where you can get fuel. If not, make sure you fuel up on the way. Either way, make sure that you have plenty of fuel. I don't care if you've only got 20 or 30 miles on the bike. It doesn't hurt to top that thing off and make sure that you're full and ready to go. Nothing worse than having to stop the group or stop yourself because you're out of fuel. There's no reason to not top off your gas before a ride. One of the biggest aggravations as a ride leader is to have somebody show up, especially when there's a place where fuel is available, and not top off your gas. It's just a great policy to and a habit to get into before taking off on a group ride. Once you get there, you're gassed up, reach out to the people there in the group. You should see a group starting to form. I can't speak for all groups, but most of the groups I've seen in the Kansas City area, I've been involved with many of the RCs, riding clubs, or motorcycle riding groups, I should say. You need to go up and introduce yourself. Let them know your situation. We are very approachable with the Southern Cruisers, and most of the other groups I know are pretty approachable too. They're geared to trying to expand themselves, get new members, and they want you to be comfortable. It makes them more comfortable. Sometimes you'll try to find the first officer, the ride captain. Sometimes they may be busy working out some aspects of the ride or visiting with other new people. So just get with somebody. They will direct you to the right person. If that person's busy, we will always try to find somebody in our group that can talk to you and fill you in on information. I personally try to visit with everybody before we take off on a ride, especially if they're new. So that's the thing you want to do, is get together with people, let them know you're new, make them aware of the situation, and I think you'll be able to get your mindset at ease once you make contact with them. There's going to be certain things that they're going to make decisions on after talking with you about as far as placement, where they're going to set you up in the ride at. Most of the time with most riding groups, a new rider will be put near the middle or up near the front of the pack. And a lot of people may say, well, why would you want to put me up near the middle or the front of the pack and not back at the back, since I'm an inexperienced rider? It's far much easier for people to keep an eye on you. The experienced riders have had enough experience to know how to avoid problems, keep an eye on you, check your riding skill. And the people that they may assign to ride in front of you are people that have been riding long enough that they are good enough at riding to maintain control of their motorcycle and check their mirrors and keep an eye on you. Make sure that you're doing good. It's not only for their protection, but it's for your protection. And then once the ride's over, hopefully these people will engage you, or you'll engage them and ask them how you did. And I've always been a firm believer that if you join a group and the first thing they do is start yelling at you about the way you ride or talking bad to you. I just had a conversation with one of our members who rode with another group one day and was treated rather rudely. And you know, if that happens, then you know what? That's probably not the group for you. I know it wouldn't be the group for me. So we're usually really good. Matter of fact, we are always good about embracing our new members, giving them a good talk, an encouraging talk, trying to be positive, proactive, and helping you with your riding. So Again, once you get there, you're gassed up, you've got everything, start visiting with people, find out who you should talk to, find out who should be informed of your situation, and this will, again, make this the best experience possible for you.
Are things getting boring at the old folks' home? Book club kind of dull? Quilting party needs some life? You need the Chip and Chunks. That's right, the Chip and Chunks featuring Bobby Knox, Mike Soxlong, and Dale DeBone will make your evening great again. Contact them at 1-800-LITTLE-ONES. That's right, 1-800-LITTLE-ONES, and get Bobby, Mike, and Dale to come over and make your evening exciting again. Chip and Chunks, that's the answer.
Okay, this is going to conclude our episode 5. We're in our series of talks about group writing. This one was more emphasis on the new writer that's coming with the new group. I couldn't cover everything here, but we're, again, approachable. If you plan on taking a ride with us, there's information out there on how you can get a hold of us. I'd be happy to visit with you before you make your first ride. Some things that I missed in the segments earlier that I'd be remiss in not mentioning, and that is you do want to make sure your bike is roadworthy. We talked about fuel, we talked about arriving on time, but one thing is you want to make sure that you've done the proper pre-ride checks on your motorcycle. Make sure you've got adequate tire pressure, make sure your oil's full, make sure you've got tread on your tires, make sure your bike's roadworthy. Definitely make sure that you have the basic skills needed to ride the motorcycle before you attempt to come with a group. Part of the Southern Cruisers ruling is that you either have a motorcycle permit or a motorcycle endorsement on your Missouri State driver's license or whatever state you're licensed in. So those are other things to think about. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention those. But again, we're a very approachable group. You can look us up on Facebook, Southern Cruisers, Cass County Chapter 602. Also, I've embedded some advertising in here that has our phone number and our email address. Some of the advertising is serious. You'll find that in here. And some are for fun because we are a fun group. We're basically a family group, but we like to have a little fun along the way. So anyway, I want to thank you for listening to this week's podcast. There'll be more to follow where I'll cover some more stuff on more advanced group writing techniques. And just hoping to make this more enjoyable. Again, if you want to be on the podcast or want to have a suggestion for something to bring up on the podcast, this was suggested by a member to talk about group writing. We're starting out with that. Please feel free to contact me. We'll either get you on the show or introduce your idea into one of our future podcasts. Thanks for listening. Forward to you listening to our next episode. Thanks again.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.